A statement from IS names Abu Ibrahim al-Hashemi al-Qurashi and calls on Muslims to swear allegiance to the new chief. His name isn't known to security forces, but he's described as a prominent figure in jihad. IS also confirmed that its spokesman, Abu al-Hassan al-Muhajir, was killed in a joint US-Syrian Kurd operation just hours after the raid that led to the death of former leader al-Baghdadi. The Pentagon has said it expects IS supporters will try to launch attacks in revenge for his death. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.